Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. And we are coming at you live on a Wednesday. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. You're aware of this. A lot of football. And then on Friday, there's a lot more football. Then on Saturday, there's going to be a lot of football. And then on Sunday, there is just a lot of football. Nick Costos, you better you bet on that great Odyssey app. No better time than this, Nick. How are you?
What's going on? Happy early Thanksgiving to you and your family. Great time in sports. Three games tomorrow in the NFL. 10 billion NBA games tonight. Yeah, pretty awesome.
Well, we're going to talk sports. We already did our mock food draft, so we got that out of the way.
The sports radio Thanksgiving staple. We will probably do that on You Better You Bet today as well.
Yeah, what you guys should do is, we sort of did this, birds that you would eat on Thanksgiving, non-turkey draft.
Any other bird.
Because one of our listeners went with quail, and then I said flamingo or ostrich, whichever's closer to extinction. Because I want the meat to be more pure.
Yeah, that is.
That's what we do.
I don't even honestly just let that sit. Like, that's good enough. I don't even need to throw a punchline in there.
You're anti-turkey?
But I mean, I'm not.
Where's this anti-turkey movement coming from? It's really
no. I felt this way my whole life. Like, it's. I just don't think it's great. Like, it's whatever. Like, it's okay. I mean,
yeah, it's
like,
not that good. It's dry. The whole point is,
yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, like, just put a bunch of gravy on it and take a turkey, dip it in the potatoes, and eat it that way.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, it's fine. It's just like not great. I would say that out of everything on the Thanksgiving table, the turkey is the thing that I am like least interested in. I am more interested in everything else, including dessert, than I am the turkey.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but it is part of it. Just part of the meal.
Yeah, I guess so. It's fine. It's what I could do without it. Like, if you put down like chicken, I would be totally. I would not bat an eyelash. Don't care. It would be fine.
So let's go through a little bit day by day, because everybody, the other sports radio thing you got to do is, what point do the Lions get?
I wanted to talk dessert, man. What about? I wanted to do a little dessert, man. I got a coconut custard pie that I'm like salivating over that I can't wait to eat tomorrow.
You know what though? This is not the right place because we're not that into dessert here.
Well, that is just, you know, not like something that like we can judge your character off of, because like it's your own personal preference and that's fine. But like, yeah, you're missing out, man. That's bad. Like, you got to do better, I think.
One of our other guys around here asked me what I'm going to eat for Thanksgiving. And I said, the problem is I eat every meal like it's Thanksgiving, you know?
Is chocolate almost extinct or no?
Yeah, you know, there is a chocolate shortage. I did have some leftover trick-or-treat candy the other night. So that was good.
I love it.
Oh, that was good. Like last night, like, why am I looking forward to Thanksgiving? Last night I ordered wings and then a boatload of fries. I probably ate more last night than I'm going to eat more than I'm going to eat on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. See, like I try and like, and I do not mean this to be a humble brag. It's because I'm extremely vain and insecure. I eat very well to try and stay in good shape. And then, like, so tomorrow I'm just going to, like, go, like, completely off. So, like, that's why, like, this is, like, my eating Super Bowl coming up tomorrow for sure.
Well, some would say it is the Detroit Lions Super Bowl because it's the only thing they have. They are 0-9-1. They have the Chicago Bears. I believe we're getting Andy Dalton, Tim Boyle. I don't even know. I mean, is this one you just nap through, or what do you like tomorrow?
Nah, man, I love the NFL. I'm going to be watching this game, of course. I have – are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
I got three different bets for three different scenarios in this game tomorrow.
Ooh.
This is the way – like, I have a beautiful mind with this stuff. This is how it works. Okay, so if it's former Packers legend Tim Boyle, who beat out Jordan Love for the backup job last year, as everyone knows.
Yeah, people forget.
Tim Boyle – people forget. If it's Tim Boyle and the number is 4 – I will bet Detroit. Basically, like, the gist of this is that I will never bet Chicago at any of these numbers. So it's Detroit or nothing. So if it's Boyle and it's 4, 3.5, not interested. If it's Boyle and it's 4, I'm going to bet Detroit. If it's Goff, and Goff practiced both Monday and Tuesday in a limited fashion. If it's Goff and the number is 3 or higher, so 3, 3.5 with Detroit, I will bet Detroit. If it's Goff and it comes off 3 and it's Chicago minus 2.5, I will tease Detroit, likely with the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Two low total games, teasing up through the key numbers of 3 and 7. I think getting Detroit like plus 8.5 is money in this game. So I'll repeat it one more time. If it's Boyle and it's 4, I bet Detroit. If it's Goff and it's 3 or 3.5, I bet Detroit. If it's Goff and the number is below 3, 2.5, 2, 1.5, I tease Detroit up and I pair it with the Miami Dolphins on Sunday at home against the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the Bears. Matt Nagy, this is apparently his last game or whatever the hell that report was.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like if like Schefter or like Rappaport don't tweet it, I like will never even like say it out loud on the air. So it's like I don't even like it's whatever.
Yeah. There's a lot of wannabes lately throwing their hat in the ring, and I'm not about it. What about Raiders Cowboys? Cowboys 7.5. I picture big-time Cowboys win.
Well, I like the Raiders. I bet them. It's my favorite bet on Thanksgiving is Raiders at a touchdown or better.
Oh.
I just don't know how we get to 7 with Dallas here, especially if CeeDee Lamb's not going to play in the game. So, like, for people that don't know, Amari Cooper, unvaccinated, test positive for COVID at the end of last week, misses the Chiefs game, going to miss tomorrow's game as well. So no Amari Cooper. If you, for some reason, still have him in your fantasy lineup, like, get him out. What's he doing there? CeeDee Lamb concussed on Sunday because, you know, all your old friend Mike McCarthy doesn't know how to use timeouts, and, like, the Cowboys rush to the line, and then the number one receiver gets concussed. Good job, Mike. Let's name another street after him.
Hey.
If Lamb's not going to – listen, I love Mike McCarthy, but, I mean, that's pretty brutal. If Lamb and Amari Cooper are both not going to play, like, we have to downgrade Dallas. Like, you just have to. Even if Tyron Smith is back. Zeke's not 100% here. And I actually think, and this is going to sound crazy, and maybe I am, maybe the Cowboys are going to kill them, like you said, Bart. And I know the Raiders have been blown out the last 2 weeks. So they lose 41-14 on Sunday Night Football 2 weeks ago to Kansas City. They lose 32-13 to Cincinnati this past Sunday, both of those home games. The Bengals score is a little misleading because the Bengals piled up points at the very end of the game. But third down variance, it is something that could continue. So I'm not coming here being like, well, it's happened 2 games in a row, so now it can't. Like someone sitting down at a roulette table and being like, it's come up red 3 times. Now it's going to be black. It's like, or it could be red another 15 times in a row. I just think it's worth noting. The Raiders' third down variance, both offensively and defensively, they allowed the Chiefs and the Bengals like both to go like 70% on third and fourth down the last couple of weeks. While they have gone like, and I'm exaggerating slightly here, like 2 for 20 on their own third downs the last couple of weeks. I'm probably incorrect with that. I'm not trying to like pass that off as fact. Just like the point that I'm making is like the variance has been extreme on both ends. I think it probably comes a little back, bit back towards the mean here. And I have a number edge here where I don't think this number should be 7 here. I like the Raiders a lot here at 7 or better. So 7, 7.5, both plays for me on Las Vegas.
My hot Thanksgiving football take is I don't know that we need that third game.
See, I'm surprised that you think that because like you love sports. Like why wouldn't you want another game?
I know, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Because the wild card.
A great reason.
I'm tired of having reasons and for my feelings.
Well, you're gonna be, well, to be fair, like, turkey has tryptophan, which puts you to sleep. But when you eat the meat of an extinct bird, like I think with a dodo, like you might get some dodo bird over there. That's definitely going to put you out. So you may be asleep by the time this game starts. Tryptophan, big in the dodo bird.
Oh, yeah. We got some, my family and we got some dodo bird that we eat. And we have forks and knives made out of elephant tusk. So we're really going for it. Thanksgiving. Yeah.
So, like, what's the question here?
Saints Bills. Talk about it.
It's another one of my favorite broadcasting isms is talk about it. I do it sometimes.
Talk about what you like about this Saints game.
Yeah, all right, I will. So here's information that's going to be useful to nobody. I bet the Bills 4.5, a number that no longer exists, but I talked about it. I tell people, you got to listen to You Better Bet early in the week when, like, we do this on Mondays.
Yeah.
I bet Bills 4.5. So if you're out there listening here, You Better You Bet show sponsor, Bet Rivers, has 6 right now for Buffalo. I always want people to bet at Bet Rivers because it indirectly helps me, and I am extremely selfish, and what's good for me is good for me. But if you can find a 5 or a 5.5, like if Bet Rivers comes down, great. I don't think I would bet Buffalo. Now, I make the game 7. I think Buffalo should be a touchdown favorite, and that's, like, including the injuries, right? So Armstead and Ramchick, New Orleans, 2 tackles expected to miss this game. Kamara and Ingram both expected to miss the game as well. I think Buffalo should be a touchdown favorite. I don't know that I would lay 6. I feel like if you can get 5 or 5.5, like, I think that is just a money play with the Bills here. I think Buffalo is going to roll them. I don't know how New Orleans is going to be able to score in this game. So a slight lean for me towards the under as well. That total is like 46.5. Like, how is New Orleans scoring, like, to get this game over the total? Like, I think Buffalo can do their part. I don't know that New Orleans can do theirs. So I like Buffalo a lot. For me, it's like, I don't know that I would bet 6 if I didn't have a position on the game, but I would never bet New Orleans. So if people are out there, if you're looking for action, you want to bet the game, I would bet Buffalo anything above 7. I feel like Buffalo is going to win this game by a touchdown or more. But if you want to be a smart, responsible bettor, try and find a 5.5 with Buffalo and make sure you win on 6 if that's how it lands. I think it's a big game for Allen and this offense in the dome. And Trevor Siemian and the Saints offense is just completely hamstrung by injuries at this point. Adam Trautman is now out for the year. Like, Kamara, Ingram out. They have no wide receivers. Like, I just think it's going to be tough sledding for them on tomorrow night.
The Packers play on Sunday, of course. As we talked to Nick Costos, You Better You Bet, on the Odyssey app and some many great stations around this great country. What worries me from a Packers standpoint is not just that the Packers are going into the bye and they're very banged up, but the Rams are coming off of the bye. And so, you know, you got Odell, you got Von Miller, work them in, but also you had a week off to regroup after getting blown out and losing 2 games, looking very bad on national TV. I can't imagine that the Rams don't come out. I think they're going to win this game.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel like your listeners, like, care about, like, the inside baseball, like, betting market stuff? I find it really interesting, but, like, I don't want to make, like, you think people care about this kind of stuff or no?
I did Al Pacino's Any Given Sunday speech every day this week at various times. So it's more about what I care about, and I care about it. So go ahead.
All right. So here's what's interesting here. And I feel like, you know, because it kind of dovetails into what's going on the field. So Green Bay opens on Sunday, a 2.5 point favorite in this game. And you out there listening, you will hear people at points be like, oh, well, sports books laying a trap. Sports books are trying to get you to do something. Sports books are literally like the dumbest people when it comes to making lines. Because you know what happens when sports books put a bad number out? The smart people that bet tell the sports books what the number should be. So, like, Green Bay gets open 2.5. That's not a trap. It's a bad number. And the Rams immediately got bet because, of course, they did. I make the Rams a 2-point favorite in this game. I think the Rams should be favored. So, Bart, I kind of agree with kind of your assessment, and I think you did a brilliant job of summing up the specific situations for the teams, with Green Bay kind of limping into the bye. Rodgers is going on every media appearance that he does, right? However many he does, is telling you he's not healthy. And he has a toe injury that's worse than turf, though. He's still going to play in the game. He was great against the Vikings on Sunday, obviously. But Rodgers isn't fully healthy. So, yeah, Rams are nothing for me here. And the inside baseball betting stuff is that number opens 2.5 and immediately goes down to 1. So, like, Rams money comes in instantly. So Green Bay 2.5 was never right. That doesn't mean that Green Bay can or won't win the game. Just that, like, that number was insane. Absolutely ridiculous. So here's kind of how I want to play this. I have not bet the game yet. I am working under the assumption and the theory here, and I could be wrong, and this is anecdotal. This is not me reporting something. I have not been told this by anyone. This is like my eyes what have told me this. And we've seen this with Stafford throughout the course of his career with Detroit. Generally, because he's, I don't think he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he's in the Hall of Very Good. When he has gone on prolonged slumps of substandard play, generally, that has been followed by like a multi-week or a week absence. And usually some horrendous backup like David Blingblau comes into play for him, usually on Thanksgiving, which is terrible. Stafford was horrendous in the two games that you referenced, the primetime losses to Tennessee and the San Francisco 49ers. I was operating under the assumption that he can't be healthy because like he never plays that poorly. Like, it just doesn't happen. So I'm curious, coming out of the bye, if he's going to practice fully the next couple days. So if we get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Stafford not on the injury report, and if we get like reports like, wow, like Stafford Zip is back and he looks great, yeah, I'm going to bet the Rams in this game at any plus price. So like +1, +1.5, even as a pick'em, I'll probably bet the Rams. So yeah, it's going to likely be Rams or nothing for me in this game against Green Bay. I agree with you, Bart, and that's the inside baseball betting stuff. I don't know if people care about it or not. I find it interesting, so there you go.
Well, from the Packers, I mean, certainly we want to know if they're going to win this game. I think that the injuries are piling up, and they've got a bye, and you know, I don't think
got to get Bakhtiari back, obviously, now with Jenkins out too.
Yeah, I don't think the Packers are going to be like, oh, we have a bye, let's half-ass it, like, you know, people do at work. But the Rams are coming off a bye. That's what worries me. They're not going to lose three in a row.
I think the Rams are like, honestly, like, you know, I actually think this may sound ridiculous. I feel like the Rams should be favored in the game. I feel like the Rams are probably better, but I also think like if they play in the playoffs, the Packers will beat them. So I don't know if like that makes sense. Kind of like my thought here. Like I feel.
No,
like
I agree with that. I do. I agree with that.
So yeah. So I do like the Rams on Sunday, but if for whatever reason they match up in January, I can't see a scenario where I don't bet Green Bay.
The other team that I like only this year, and I probably won't ever again, but I love them right now. How about my Cincinnati Bearcats sneaking into the college football playoff? I am a little worried that, you know, Oklahoma State or whatever is going to get
in. Yeah, they're not going to make it.
Well, Maybe.
But they're not, though. Like, the 12-1 Big 12 champion is going to make it. Like, that's what's going to happen.
No, because whoever wins. But you're right, though, and I don't want to believe it.
Also, like, why do you – I guess, like, here's my issue. Like, it would be fun for Cincinnati to make it, like, the final rankings would come out. It'd be like, oh, this is so great, like, underdog story, group of five team makes the college football playoff. And then, like, Georgia, like, beats them so badly that they need to take a year off and they don't play college football.
Hey, they played in a bowl last year. Georgia only won by 3.
And listen, and like, I think that's an interesting thing that you bring up. And I think here's an interesting thing that people need to know. Last year's Cincinnati team, better than this year's Cincinnati team. Like, this year's Cincinnati team is not as good as last year's Cincinnati team. Cincinnati will get obliterated by Georgia. So, yeah, like, cool.
But so will anyone. So will Notre Dame. So will Oklahoma State.
Sure. But I'm just saying, like, it's like the celebration is, oh, wow, it's so cool that Cincy's in. And then they get massacred. Maybe I'm the curmudgeon now, like the roles I feel like you usually are. I'll be the curmudgeon now. It's like, who cares? A, they're not going to make it. B, if they do, they're going to get pulverized.
You need more flamingo in your diet.
But flamingos, I feel like, are like doing well as like a species, right? I think that they're fine right now.
Well, because they're
like,
getting
who's on the
mass
brink of extinction. Like our penguins.
Let me look that up. I'm going to look at extinct. I think the word is endangered, right?
Endangered. Like rhinos are endangered. Like rhino might be a little tasty.
Species list. Ooh, yeah, rhinos. Especially if you get the meat. Oh, could you imagine a big panda bear head?
Can I throw something out there that's like non-sports related?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this is going to piss people off. You think I should say it or no?
Yes.
I think that people that hunt and like kill animals for fun is like the stupidest thing of all time.
Oh, I agree. I'm just having fun with the animals. I don't want PETA mad at me.
No, I am too.
You're right.
Of course. And I know you are.
Like, why would you be like that one dentist or whatever the story was? He's like, yeah, I'm a dentist. I got a couple weeks off. I'm going to go to Africa and kill an elephant. You've chased that many highs in your life that this is the one left for you. You've scratched your itch that many times that the only high you can have is traveling across the world and killing an elephant just for a tusk, which isn't even valuable, but it is for some reason, only to like rich people.
Also, to build your like your low self esteem. I'll say this: I root for the animal in situations like that. Now, I'm team human in 99.9% of all situations. But like you're out there and you're trying to kill an animal, like just for fun and for sport, I root for the animal to hurt you. Like I'm team animal in that regard. I think it's the stupidest. It really gets under my skin. Like I don't get it. I think it's ridiculous. Unless like you're doing it for sustenance and you need to live, in which case I'm team human. If you're doing it for fun, I root for the animal. So yeah, I know you were kidding and like the joke was funny enough that it made me laugh really hard. But yes, I think the hunting thing is so stupid. Like I hate that. I hate it.
Red panda is endangered. Not the lady with the bulls at halftime games.
Oh yeah, yeah. Red panda might be a little. It sounds like tangy almost. A little red panda.
Yeah, I would say that there's a good one here that I think would be a nice appetizer. Like some black spider monkey legs.
Oh.
You know?
Well, I like how you went to like, that was really specific. Like the legs. Like where did that,
well, they got eight legs. Well, I don't know. They got eight legs.
That out.
Like crab legs. Like, the blue whale. Yeah, like, the blue whale. You could have some
like,
whale tail.
But you looked at that and you came, like your mind spat out the, like let's have the legs as appetizers. Like that is warped, man.
Yeah, well, a lot of what I say is pretty weird. One more.
Pretty demented.
Yeah. Okay, the college one I have for you is Ohio State, Michigan, because, first of all, the over-under is 65, 64 and a half, 65. Take the over. Those games are always like 60 to 50. That's what I would say. Also, I know Ohio State's going to win, but I like kind of feel like Michigan might. Why am I thinking that?
I like Michigan. Yeah, I feel like the number is way too high. Like, there's eights out there. Yeah, and I like Michigan, and not only do I like Michigan, but everyone we've had on the show so far this week that, like, I would consider to be sharp, it does not mean that they win all the time, so I'm not trying to say, like, this is a 100%. The people, sharp people lose all the time, too. Yeah, it's like, unanimously everyone likes Michigan. Like, the number's too high. Like, you are paying the Ohio State always beats Michigan tax to bet Ohio State in this game. Doesn't mean that they can't and won't cover the spread again, but I will be on Michigan coming up on Saturday for sure in the big game.
But for me, that's more of a like, at some point Harbaugh's going to get his, is what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, that doesn't have to happen. That's like people that are like, well, the Lions have to win a game at some point. And I'm like, do they? Does Harbaugh have to get his? Like, does that have to happen?
No.
I'm not so sure it does.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Nick Kostos, connoisseur of many fine foods, including bluefin tuna. And
but bluefin tuna is not extinct, though, right?
It's endangered.
Oh, whatever. Yeah,
oh, you want you know that orangutans are critically endangered?
Like, who's killing? Like, I want to know, like, who's doing this stuff? Like, who's sick enough to, like, be like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
it's not it's always really humans. I mean, maybe orangutans, maybe they have low T and a low sex drive and they're not producing. Maybe Mother Earth. You know, it's not always humans, Nick.
Yeah, I just, you know, my breadth of knowledge is extremely limited. I can talk about, like, point spreads and, like, all the major American sports, and that's about it. So I can't give you anything here on, like, you know, the Wild. I got nothing for you. Sorry.
I like that you picked up your phone and you're like, oh, I got to do this Milwaukee hit, and then I'll give him some lines, talk about the Packers, and go on with my day, and I'm throwing endangered species at you.
I loved it. I genuinely laughed very hard twice during this interview. And there are sometimes I go a full week of my life without laughing that hard. And I laughed that hard twice in the span of 20 minutes. So I appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate you. Have a good Thanksgiving. Enjoy the weekend, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bart, and and all your families out there, to all the listeners. And wishing everyone, of course, minimal sweats when you bet. The
yeah! Very yes! The inventor of wagertainment. Thanks, Nick.
Later.
Nick Kostos. You better, you bet. If you're applying for a home renovation loan, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Great Midwest Bank may help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today. That was, I got kind of close to flirting with Nick. That's kind of like how I flirt.
That was interesting. that was fun to listen to. That was interesting.
That was a little bit of flirting. Kevin Payne's going to join us in about 10 minutes for fantasy football help. So we are not live tomorrow, I must say. Sometimes I try to like pretend that we are to deceive you, and then you tune in and you're like, oh, who's this guy? We're not. I mean, we're not here. It's not where it's Thanksgiving. Friday. Friday, I am going to be off too. And Toby will be the man behind the controls. Sam Schmitz will be here as well. Now, don't Wally Pip my ass, okay?
I won't.
Take me out of here, like Horvat was trying to. Wally Pip me. So we will be back. That's why we're doing. That's why we're doing fantasy today. Is what I'm saying. Is there's no show tomorrow. So 414-799-1250. 10 minutes for Kevin Payne. You can tweet in your questions. 1250 AM the Fan, and use the hashtag AskKevin. Really good moment last night. The Gonzaga UCLA game. A lot of people were like into it for college basketball, and then the Zags just destroyed UCLA. If you stayed up for that one, but the great moment was Dick Vitale. Dick Vitale diagnosed with cancer, 82 years old. Did not think he would ever call another college basketball game again. And there he was in Las Vegas last night.
Thanks so much for being with us, everyone. I'm Dave O'Brien, Sean Farnham with us as well tonight. Dickie, it is so great to see. I know you would not miss this. All of you are aware that Dick is battling cancer. The fact that you've made it out to Las Vegas for a game that I know you had circled for a long, long time is just awesome. Great to see you.
Great being here, Dick. I didn't want to cry. I can't believe I'm sitting here. This is really a big thrill for me. I want to thank all you people. Sent me so many great messages. ESPN, Jimmy Pataro, all my buddies at ESPN. I want to thank certainly my family and all the fans. My, you've been unbelievable. On October 12th, Obi, I'll be honest with you, when they walked in and told me I had cancer, they thought it was mild duct cancer. And it was really going to be a serious surgery and all. I never dreamt that 82 I'll ever be on courtside again. But to be here today, I'm sorry. I hope I don't cause a problem out there. But I feel so emotional.
Don't apologize for anything.
Well, and the game is the big thing. So let's get this game going. Talk some basketball.
Hey, I mean, I can't really name anybody that doesn't like Dickie V. You know, so great moment there.
Yeah, I've never been a huge fan of his announcing, but I do love... He always has the big game feel to him, and he's very good, and it's good to see him back on the sideline calling a game.
You don't like his announcing?
No. His voice at times gets annoying to me, but it is what it is.
To each their own. I got to say, I do not like Bill Walton.
Oh, I can't stand Bill Walton. Oh, my goodness.
It's too much. And the thing with Bill Walton is we always act like every time we hear Bill Walton, it's like the first time. He does the same thing every time.
Yeah, I mean, if you think this show goes off the rails, just listen to Bill Walton call a UCLA basketball game.
Hey, how about the Wisconsin Badgers yesterday?
How about them barely holding on?
So they go up big against Houston, and then they only win by three.
To me, it's three.
I give him an extra point.
I think it was 66-64.
I give him an extra point.
For winning the game?
Yeah. They get a bonus point.
All right, 67-64.
And I don't have the box score up in front of me. And you know what? I could have got away with saying three because you think anybody out here watched a Badger game yesterday?
I did.
Well, you and I did because we just love sports.
And our favorite sport to cover is Badgers basketball.
Oh, we love Badgers basketball. I still do have a hard time. Badgers basketball is my team, man. I still do have a hard time watching their games. But Jonathan Davis, big stud, 30 points.
He's a baller.
Let's call him Johnny Davis. That's what the box score says. 30 points for him. The next highest scorer had 9 for the Badgers. 65-63. I was right. Toby was wrong. It was just a 2-point victory. 414-799-1250. So they play, I think they play St. Mary's today in the final of the Maui Invitational, which is, again, in Las Vegas. Where Dickie V was last night. So the Badgers play, I want to say, mid to late afternoon. And they have a chance to win a title in college basketball. So that should be fun. Yeah, that game's at, God, do you guys even care? Everyone's going to be on the road. That game's at 4. ESPN. Badgers a 1-point favorite. 414-799-1250. I want to remind you, Windows Select 262-703-3500. They've got free installation this week. Free installation. Give them a call because they can get that on the books for you and get free installation. They do free home estimates, free installation, No payments for a year. Zero money down. Buy one, get one on the windows. The deals at Windows Select are great, but then the products are just as good. You would want the products without any deals. That's how good they are. High quality, energy efficient. They get A-plus ratings in every contest or judging thing that takes place with them. They've got a doors and patio doors offer. They've got siding that they can do. There's a free gutters deal. There's so many different things that they can do for the exterior of your home. The big thing, of course, it's in the name, windowselect.com. Give them a call. So many great deals. Free installation is going on this week. When you get something scheduled, you can check it out. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. Again, you can make it very affordable as you're trying to do this. You know, this is something maybe you wanted to do and you're thinking, well, holiday shopping and Christmas and all this stuff. But there's so many ways to make it affordable and you don't have to pay them for a full year. Plus the buy one, get one, free installation this week. Pretty much everything that they could offer and still stay in business, they are doing for you to make it as affordable as possible. We'll do fantasy football help in just a minute. Got a tweet here from Bullpen Coach. He says, do you have any idea how many of your listeners hunt? Then you let a guest call it utterly stupid. Just out here alienating your audience and watching radio dials switch. It's literally deer season in Wisconsin, and guys listening to you are hunting. I don't understand. Well, one problem is we were talking about endangered species and elephants. How do you not hear that? I know sometimes people drive and like half hear it, but it was pretty clear we weren't bashing deer hunting. I mean, come on. That's not on me. That's not on me. We're not essing on listeners. Unless, hey, are there listeners out here that are going over to Africa and killing elephants? Well, then, yeah, you guys are stupid. Deer hunt all you want. Sorry that I alienated all of the people looking for tusk this Thanksgiving season. My God.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
AM The Fan. Catch us everywhere on that Odyssey app. Brought to you this hour by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, where they are hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages. And don't forget those advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. Sprinklerfitters183.org. I don't know about you guys. I could use a little help from Kevin Payne today. RotoWire.com. Obviously, it's a day earlier because tomorrow you'll be watching the Macy's Thanksgiving event and maybe sleeping or maybe, well, I don't know. Who cares? We're not here tomorrow. Kevin Payne is here right now. Kevin, I need your help. I was one of those that managed to have Jonathan Taylor and lose. So, good for me.
Were you going up against Elijah Moore or Austin Eckler?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A little bit more than.
Well, I did go up against the New England defense, which had all those garbage touchdowns and interceptions, and that's what cost me. The Falcons giving everyone a chance to throw an interception on Thursday night is why I lost a fantasy football game and potentially a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, we still got a few more weeks till the playoffs.
Yeah, and actually a bonus week. Because of the bonus week in the NFL with a week 17. Again, Kevin Payne is here from rotowire.com to help you out. 414-799-1250. Tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. Tom's in Franklin. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, Tom, good is, I guess, all I can come up with. How are you?
Okay. Hey, just wanted to wish all you guys a safe and happy Thanksgiving. So hope all goes well for you.
Oh, you too.
Thanks, man. Hey, Kevin, I've got I need one of these three wide receivers. I have Marquise Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., and Antonio Brown. I'm going to start Cooper Kupp and Darren Waller, but I need one of those other three.
You need one of these other three. Gosh.
Yeah, Marquise Brown, Beckham, and Antonio Brown.
You should have drafted A.J. Brown. That way you'd have Marquise Brown, A.J. Brown, and Antonio Brown.
Exactly. Yes, somebody had him already.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Here's the key. Brown might be out, but luckily these guys, I'll play on Sunday, so you'll know that. I would lean towards Antonio Brown, number one. If he's out, I would go Marquise Brown. I need a show-me game from Beckham Jr. because he hasn't gotten it done all season. It's a new team. Granted, he's had an extra week to prepare, but right now that's the order I would put them in. Antonio Brown, if he plays, Marquise Brown, and then Beckham.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tom. 414-799-1250. Again, you can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskKevin. I got another one here. This is with Odell Beckham, and it is a needs one PPR. Kenny Golladay, Odell Beckham, Cortland Sutton.
You know what? I like Cortland Sutton this week. He's at home facing the Chargers. That could sneakily be a high-scoring game. Golladay's just been awful. I don't know what's going to happen now that Freddie Kitchens is calling the plays. And again, with Odell, I want a show-me game. If it came down, though, to Golladay or Beckham, I think I actually would lean Beckham just because I think that Tony's going to be a bigger part of that Giants offense, and Daniel Jones has just not been very good, as we saw the other night. So I would go Sutton, Beckham, and Golladay in that order.
Yeah, they were really, like, looking to get the ball to Tony the other night, and then every time he caught it, he would run 5 yards backwards and then try it. What was he doing?
This is Jason Garrett, and the scary thing is, Jason Garrett will be employed in the NFL next year. I guarantee you. Couldn't cut it as a head coach. Got fired now as the offensive. And I feel a little bit bad for him because I feel like everybody blames him. And if the Giants turn around and start scoring 25, 30 points a game, then they were right. But I think it starts with Joe Judge. It starts with Gettleman. I think there's more problems in that organization than just Jason Garrett.
414-799-1250. You can tweet us. 1250 AM The Fan. That's what Big Tim does. He says, help. Alex Collins or Deontay Foreman, half-point PPR?
I would go with Foreman, and it was interesting to see this week that Tennessee went ahead and released Adrian Peterson. A guy that was kind of out there on fantasy that I would go ahead and take a look at is Hilliard, because I think he had some touches last week. I think basically he's going to split time in that Tennessee backfield with Foreman, and I think that Penny still is technically the starter over Collins.
Yeah, I did find that release weird. I mean, not that he's like, you know, they've got other guys, but he wasn't bad. He rushed for 4 or 5 yards of carry the other day.
Yeah, they've talked about bringing him back, but I think they're going to get back Jerry McNichols as well. So you've got Foreman, McNichols, and Hilliard. So I think there really wasn't a spot for him. And Adrian Peterson's not at this age is not going to play special teams where one of those other guys might, or I should say will. So I think that's why it led to their release. They really didn't feel they needed more than 3 healthy running backs on the roster.
Brewman needs 1 for a flex PPR. Also says happy Thanksgiving. Miles Gaskin, Jerry Jeudy, or Devontae Smith?
Jeudy or Smith. If you're looking for upside, I'm going to say go with Devonta Smith. I do not like Gaskin's matchup against Carolina. They've had a solid defense so far this year. Jeudy's tempting, but he's got to share targets with Sutton. That's not a really pass-heavy offense. So I would go with the rookie, Devonta Smith.
Well, I have my fantasy open, too. Someone just offered me Devonta Smith and Cortland Sutton for Joe Burrow. Except,
you wouldn't take that?
I'm accepting it right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you said nix that. Okay.
No, yeah. I it's a 2 QB league. I already got Russell and Aaron and Derek Carr. Oh yeah. All right. Yeah. And last 6 weeks I've been starting Kenneth Gainwell. Wow. Some guy just saved my season. Okay. Woo.
But you know what though, Bart? I bet you that's the classic case of. Maybe he's overpaying, but maybe this helps out his team. Maybe he's got plenty of wide receivers and doesn't have a strong second quarterback. So this trade makes sense. You don't always have to win a trade
for
it to be effective for your team. And I think that gets lost. People feel like they have to get the most value no matter who the players are. No, look at the different positions, figure out what works for one guy's team, what works for your team, and make a deal like this.
Yeah, like everybody got scarred in fantasy where they got screwed one time. Now it's always – I want your third best player for a guy I'm going to cut after you don't accept him. Work a trade. Come to an agreement. A trade is just another word for compromise. Come on.
Yeah, and that's why I don't mind when I get emails from my league mates saying, I'm interested in this guy. Take a look at my roster and let me know what you can think of. Do that rather than send them a lowball trade like you were just talking about.
I can't tell. Like, I know that this changed my life.
Bart, you need to reassess your life if this trade changes your life.
No. All I got is fantasy football and Hot Pockets. Let's see. This guy is Tyler, and he wants to know MVS or David Montgomery. I don't know if it's PPR or not.
Oh, gosh. And the easy thing to say is MVS, but I was writing about MVS on Monday. In PPR leagues, 4 of the 6 games he's played in, he scored 5.1 fantasy points or less. So I think the right answer here is to go with David Montgomery. You guys know this better than anybody. MVS is going to be hit or miss, but unfortunately, I think more times he's going to be missed. Not the greatest matchup either going up against the Rams.
All right, Bill's in Kenosha. What's happening, Bill?
Hey, hello.
Hi.
I'm in a PPR. I need to start 2 wide receivers. I have Mike Williams, Renfro, Shepard, and Claypool. Which 2 should I start?
Shep and Claypool. Man, I thought Claypool would be better this year, but I know he's been a little bit banged up, and you can blame Ben. Renfro for sure, especially in PPR. He's been fantastic so far this season. And then it comes down to Mike Williams or Shepard. Gosh, Shepard coming back from injury. It'll be a lot easier if he doesn't play, but it looks like he's on track to. I would go with Mike Williams just to be safe in case there's any rust on Shepard. And again, going to the new offensive coordinator, I'm not sure how that's going to affect the Giants overall. As I said, I think they're going to, we were talking earlier, I think they're still going to try to do everything they can to get the ball into Kadarius Toney's hands. Galladay's there. That makes things a little more confusing. So Mike Williams and Hunter Renfro.
All right. Thanks, Bill. This is from Evan. He needs a wide receiver and a tight end out of these two. So I'll give you the tight ends. Hockenson or Freiermuth?
At this point, I'm going Freiermuth. Just call me a little skeptical of Tim Boyle's ability to play quarterback in the NFL.
And then at the wide receiver position, it's Mooney out of Chicago, Rashad Bateman, or Cedric Wilson?
Cedric Wilson. And Wilson's probably going to be the number two guy. I don't think we see CeeDee Lamb tomorrow. So Wilson has a little bit of attractiveness. But I'm saying go with Mooney. Looks like Robinson's not going to play again. And he was another guy. Andy Dalton hadn't seemed to have a connection. They were trying to get the ball. Just keep an eye because I think he popped up on the injury report yesterday. So if it's not Mooney, I would probably go with Wilson, gamble with him. But Bateman's come on strong, and he's going to be a nice rookie or a nice second-year sleeper next season.
So tomorrow, of course, Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to be around the table where I'm at, except for me. I'll be in the living room watching Bears-Lions like it's the Super Bowl, not because I care, but because of daily fantasy. Anybody that you got your eye on for tomorrow in some of these daily fantasies?
Yes, I will give you a guy. We just talked about Cedric Wilson. I don't think he's a bad pick, but although quietly the Raiders' corners have been very good so far this season, Chicago defense is probably a must start. But let's go with my Buffalo Bills. Matt Breida has come on as of recently, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see Singletary or Moss held out of this game, and Breida's fresh. He looked good last week. Who is it? Stephon Diggs said he adds a little spice to our offense this week in the press conference. So I tell you right now, don't be surprised. If one of those guys is out, that Matt Breida goes ahead and has a nice game against New Orleans. And the great thing about that is it's a late game. So if you gamble on him in like a big tournament or something, number one, you can always change it. But number two, a lot of people aren't going to be thinking about him earlier in the day because they won't know that Moss or Singletary, if they are inactive, are inactive.
I don't know, man. I've been burned by the Breida train too many times, and I've been really burned by the Bills running back train the too many times.
Yeah, it would be great, and I used to have a league a long time ago that did this, that you got, like, if you took the Bills, you didn't take the individual players, you got the whole backfield. That would be great week in and week out. But the problem is trying to read the tea leaves between Moss and Singletary has been tough so far, and now you add Breida in the mix, makes it even more confusing. It just wouldn't surprise me, and he's probably the fastest out of those three guys, to be honest. So he would be a guy that I've got my eye on for DFS tomorrow.
You can get this insight on Twitter, available to you. Casey Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, 26. He will get back to you. And also rotowire.com, Kevin.
Yeah, and the one thing I'm doing a little bit different this week, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. Today I will be working on, just for tomorrow's three-game slate, DFS article for FanDuel. So even if you don't play on FanDuel, you can kind of get some of my ideas. Obviously, you're probably going to see me write about Matt Breida, but some ideas for just tomorrow, and then later this week, I'll have one for the main slate of games on Sunday.
All right, Kevin, appreciate you and appreciate your time and appreciate your hard work, and have a good Thanksgiving. I'll be thinking of you when Matt Breida scores a touchdown after I don't play him.
See, now that'll change my life, as if you're thinking about me when you watch Matt Breida.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too. Kevin Payne, Great Midwest Bank Hotline, where you can feel a state of banquility. If you're applying for a home renovation loan of any kind, you're a bit anxious, breathe. Great Midwest Bank can help you experience that state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. That, again, is greatmidwestbank.com. All right, so every Thursday, Toby and I do our daily fantasy draft. And we take three people from each team. Well, there's three games on this Thursday. So, well, let's go through all of them, Toby. Who's got first pick? I lost last week, right? Big time?
Yeah, you lost. So you have first pick. Are you getting first pick for all three games?
No. I will get first pick for...
first and last game.
Or do I get first pick for the game of my choosing?
Sounds good to me. Either one.
No, I'll do first pick for the Cowboys. For the Bears-Lions, and then I'll do.
Okay.
And what's our season record again?
It is tied.
Ooh. So we'll have a leader
it's 6-5.
You have the lead.
I do.
Okay. All right. So between the Bears and the Lions, is Tim Boyle in officially? Do we know that?
I don't know.
But Andy Dalton is, right?
Andy Dalton for sure is pretty much guaranteed starting.
All right. Bears and Lions, why don't you give me DeAndre Swift?
Ooh, I like that pick. I'm going to go with David Montgomery.
Ooh, I like that pick. Why don't you give me Andy Dalton?
All right, if you're going to take Andy Dalton, I will take Darnell Mooney.
Ooh. Then why don't you give me... Give me Hockenson.
Shoot, that's who I was going to take. I don't even know who to take.
take O'Boyle rules.
Oh, this is terrible. Give me EQ's brother, Amon-Ra.
No, don't take him. Don't.
Why?
He's awful.
Come on.
I have used him in daily fantasy 7 different times because there were 3 weeks he had like 12 targets each, and then he's gonna go 4 for 29, and it's all gonna come on the final drive. But if you want him, you can take him.
Yeah, give me St. Brown. Why not?
All right, you got first pick. The Raiders at the Cowboys. 3:30. What's that trip to fan?
Give me Dak.
I want Zeke. I think Zeke's having a game.
All right, well, I guess I will take Derek Carr.
And then I guess I will take Darren Waller.
So
you got both quarterbacks. Yikes.
Since I'm not 100% sure if CeeDee Lamb or... I know Cooper's not playing. Give me Michael Gallup.
All right, then I'm going to take Josh Jacobs.
All right, and our final game...
So I got no quarterback there.
No. Mm. Final game, Buffalo and New Orleans. You got first pick.
Oh, I got to take Josh Allen.
Oh.
Is Kamara playing?
I don't know. They both could be limited. I'm going to take Stephon Diggs.
Wait, Ingram's limited too?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why don't you give me Trevor Siemian? Yuck.
Oh, boy. I don't even know who to pick in the... This is terrible.
Gotta do it now. That's the fun.
I don't even know who's playing.
Take Bills D.
That's actually not a bad pick. I'm going to go with... Is Cole Beasley playing?
Yeah, I think so.
Give me Cole Beasley.
I'm going to go with Kevin Payne, then. I'm going to take Breida.
Okay. I'm going to go with... So if... Ingram and Kamara are both limited. Who's their running back? Tony Jones?
Yeah, TJ. TJJ.
I'm probably going to lose this anyways. Give me Tony Jones.
I'm telling you, Bills D.
Give me Tony Jones.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Okay. Let's keep the picks going. Ryan Horvath coming up next hour. We'll take a look at the Thanksgiving Day games, throw in some college. And our week, what week are we in? 13? Can you believe it's week 13? Or is it week 12?
Week 12.
Can you believe it's week 12 already? Do I ask you too many questions? Should I know more than I...
Possibly.
Possibly. You're just so good that I stopped.
That's what I'm here for. That's what the producer's here
for. Yeah, I mean, Toby's so reliable. Everything I ask him, he knows. Why should I know?
Exactly.
Or about that, possibly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.